Hey, good morning. Y94 Playhouse in the morning. 8:31 in the morning. Zero. Jamie, ABK. Y94's Easy Money. Thanks to Royal Jewelers all day long. Samantha, not too long ago, scored herself some easy money. And you can be next. You just got to tell us when you listen. And that determines when we call and say, hey, hi, it's Y94 calling. Thank you for listening. Here's some money. And that's basically how those phone calls go. And then we give you some money. Easy money. Sign up at y94.com. So I want to talk a little bit with Playhouse family member Jenny this morning. You've been seeing somebody, but there's something that has you kind of a little concerned. Can we talk about it?
Well, okay. So basically, I started dating this guy a couple weeks ago. He's 37. I'm 24.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got out of a super long-term relationship not too long ago, which doesn't really bother me, but they were together for a long time, like 8 years.
Oh,
now,
wow.
We've only been dating, like I said, like a couple weeks, but here's the thing that bothers me. He's already given me a key to his apartment, and it just seems like really coupley with me, and I don't know, as much as I like him, it makes me feel like kind of like I'm a replacement girlfriend or something. Is he interested in me, or is he just like trying to fill, you know, a void in his life, like kind of like trying to be comfortable again with having a girlfriend?
So is that kind of your question for the Playhouse family? Does it feel like maybe he's just like using you to slide in, like, as a placeholder?
Well, basically, I guess I just need to know if people think I should stick around, or do I like dump him and distance myself for a while so he has like time to heal? I mean, he just dumped a woman after 8 years, and we weren't even going out for a couple weeks, but 3 weeks at the most. Yeah, like maybe 3 weeks. Yeah. Is it too soon for him to be dating me?
You know, I will tell you this, and I'm sure people will call and have a whole cycle of opinions for you. 237, it's text 35270. I think sometimes people's relationships are like over before they're like over, if you get what I'm meaning. Like, you can technically be in a relationship with somebody, but like both be pretty checked out and just kind of be around each other. Like, that might have been done more than you think.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the feelings just weren't there for him with his previous girlfriend. But I think you should stay. The fact that he gave you the key, I don't think if you were a replacement girlfriend, he would just give you the key. I think you give a key to someone you trust. You don't just, yeah, here, take a key to my place.
Yeah, someone and you're serious about.
That's true.
Yeah, there's probably some. I think at first I thought it was going to be a different kind of conundrum, because you said he's 37 and you're 24.
Yeah.
It might be that he's just so proud of the fact that you're dating. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got to get this thing locked up. He can propose it a week.
Once the neighbor is being like, oh my gosh, is that 24-year-old going into Keith's house?
There is people, though, there is something to be said for when you know, you know. And they go on a couple of dates and they're like, you know what? I can't believe it, but I see my whole future with you. Amy Kay is one of those people. She's dated this guy for, it was a week and a half?
5 months now.
I'm sorry, 5 days. And she already knows that they're going to be together forever. I mean, some people just know.
That's true, but is that feeling mutual for her? How, like, are you invested in this relationship that much? I think you need to get out of your head and stop doubting it so much.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Well said. I that was the verbal equivalent of smack her in the back of the head, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts coming in as far as texts go? Jamie Mack.
Yeah, somebody else said you should be patient. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, or you should question it. Somebody else saying it is true that you can be in a relationship with somebody for years. I was in a relationship for 7 years, married a man that I thought I loved. When we divorced and I moved on years later, I realized I actually never really truly was in love till I met my current boyfriend. Your feelings for people can be so different. I wouldn't worry that you're the replacement girlfriend at all.
Yeah, I think that's some pretty solid feedback. I think what you do is you just kind of move forward. You follow your heart. And why don't you touch back with us? Let us know how things go. Nobody ever gives us updates anymore.
Yeah.
Where's the updates, people? It's the Playhouse family, not the Playhouse come into our life and then run away and never see us again.
Oh, they just want us for advice, and then they leave us.
The Playhouse users.